Hello and welcome to episode 25 of the Legendary Frogcast. I am your host, Joseph Blanchette, and I have two guests with me today. Dustin Watts.
Ahoy, hoy.
And Randy Keepers.
Back from the dead!
Did you die, Randy?
No. Well, I die a lot.
In video games.
In video games.
So, Randy was in charge of picking the topic of this episode, and he gave me the topic, the state of gaming. And I thought he wanted to talk about, like, the way gaming culture is now, but I think he wants to talk about actual video games.
Well, I guess we could amalgamate the two, because that does sound a lot more interesting than my original intention. So
Video games! It's video game development! Ah, yes. So, have you been playing any video games?
Yes. What, Joey?
Any multiplayer video games?
Yes. I actually played the,
Alien. Been playing many genres, have you?
Yes, Joey, I have.
Many different genres of video games? Okay.
Yeah.
So, are we going to do a what you've been playing during the video during the episode about video games?
Probably. Okay, like, we could say what you've been playing, and then what you should be playing.
Or we could do it like, what you've been doing besides video games.
There are other things?
There are other forms of entertainment.
My goodness.
Well, I listened to an audiobook.
Goodness gracious, Joey. That sleeps and bounds with what you usually do. I was always under the assumption that you couldn't read anything more than picture books. Wait a minute, that's me.
It's an audiobook. I just had to listen.
Oh, goodness. That's good. It's like having a story read to you, just like Mommy used to.
It was actually the newest Mass Effect book. I wanted to read it, but like I didn't actually want to go out and buy it, so I found it.
So you wanted to read it, but you didn't actually want to read it. Is that right?
Yeah.
That's the point of an audiobook, though, huh?
Yeah.
You want to read that book, because it's such a good book, but you don't actually want to read it.
Yeah, so but the thing I have been doing is playing Mass Effect 2. But we'll talk about that later.
Yes, we will. We will touch on Mass Effect 2.
So, Dustin, what obscure fantasy novel have you been reading lately?
Caiaphas Kane! Hero of the Imperium!
Hero of the Imperium.
It's Warhammer 40K.
Yeah, that's great. You should be reading more of that, because it's awesome.
It is.
Yeah, it is.
Are you being sarcastic here, or are you actually agreeing with me?
I'm dead serious. Warhammer 40K is one of my favorite things, like, ever.
So, did I say that right?
The Imperium. You kind of have to, like, when you say the Imperium, you have to have a very deep, bellowing voice representing the power of which you're
Hero of the Imperium.
There you go.
That almost rhymes in some weird way.
Of the Imperium.
What makes that series so great, Dustin?
It takes the usual grim darkness of Warhammer 40K and makes it funny.
Makes it funny.
See. Or like the Tyranids, like ride around in clown cars.
Tricks. Everything is still mind-numbingly horrifying. Especially, but it's funny.
It's like if Cthulhu was wearing a funny hat.
It's like, oh, you guys, this is funny. Oh no, looks like we're gonna have to burn the heretic, and then they like have like a Yo Mama competition to see who can lay down the best burn.
Well, it's not exactly. It's more like
I want the Eldar to have a dance off.
Aren't there like dark Eldar?
Yes,
like,
there are.
The Sunishi. What was it? Sunishi. Something. I know the Sunishi.
The Sunny Side Ups.
But they literally fight people with power, with the power of rock. They, like, guitar riffs so horrendously awesome that people literally explode from hearing it.
That is so cool.
That's, is that like, literally something that happens in Warhammer 40K?
Yes.
The dark Dadark, Eldar have electric guitars that... It's like Eddie Riggs, but in space.
In the grim future, there is only war and metal.
Rock! I still want to play, whatever that game was called.
Dawn of War?
No, that Eddie Riggs game.
Oh, Brutal Legend.
Yeah, I still want to play
that. You made a comic on it! How could you not?
I just forgot the name. So, Randy, what have you been doing?
I have been doing video games. Seven. Becoming well acquainted with my PSP, and I committed the final sin of all mankind of people like me, which is... No, actually, I'm not going to down-talk it, because it's become so socially acceptable, everyone just...
You got Pokemon Heart Silver.
No, I was actually talking about getting back into WoW.
Oh, you've been playing WoW?
Yeah, I've been playing WoW! You saw me!
That's true. What racing class are you playing?
I, right now, I'm playing an undead priest. I'm going for the holy spec, so...
Mm-hmm. Do you think you're actually going to get to the level cap?
Yes.
You will? You promise?
Yep. Promise. Cross my heart. Hope to die.
It's a weird state WoW's in now, because if you want to play with the intent of, like, doing all the endgame raiding stuff, you have a very long road ahead of you, because once you get to 80... Like, you still have to gear up for, like, the newest raid content. And, like, I don't want to turn this into a WoW show, because me and Casey will be doing that probably next episode. But, yeah, like, if you want to get into WoW now, seriously, you should probably just wait for the expansion. Or just be expected to just have some hard times ahead of you.
Cataclysm.
Yeah. Cataclysm. Okay, so... There have been a lot of good games coming out lately, and I am glad I have a Netflix queue, not Netflix, a Gamefly subscription with 3 months on it that I am just waiting to use so I can play, like, Batman and Dragon Age, which I might buy. Mm-hmm. And I don't have a PlayStation 3, though, so I can't play, like, Drake's Fortune and, like, Ratchet and Clank.
One does not simply rent Dragon Age.
Yeah, you'll be renting that for...
You'll be renting that for ages if you plan on just renting it. You may as well buy it, really.
Yeah, like, I'm probably going to wait a little bit, like, wait for it to come down in price a little bit.
Actually, don't you get, like, you can probably get it cheaper if you get it through Gamefly. Don't they, like, sure. Don't they, like, if you just pay for you, they actually send you the box and the manual?
Yeah, probably. So, I actually... haven't been playing a lot of games lately. Like, the only game I remember buying last year, like, new game, was Resident Evil 5, and that was, like, near the beginning of the year.
That was fun.
Yeah, if you remember, me and Kevin did one of our first podcasts was a review about that. But, like, I just kept on, well, mostly because of money issues, like, I just never really got any of, like, the great new games that came out.
And he's not
last year.
And he's not a Halo person, so
yeah, not a Halo guy. So I think Randy would have the most to say about some of the really good games that came out, like, last year and pretty recently.
I do, actually.
Didn't we do this podcast?
Did we?
Didn't we do an 09 gaming podcast?
No, you just wanted to, and you probably did in your head.
Well, I'm pretty sure we did.
Well, we didn't do anything about 2010, so it's 2010 now, in the future,
We did not have a gaming of 2000. We did not have a gaming of 2009 podcast. We did not have one.
I thought we did. Oh, yeah, that's right. We kept postponing it, and I guess this is it.
That's right. Randy's dreams have become to fruition.
Huzzah.
All right. Sounds great. Party time. Excellent.
So the game I really want to play is Batman Arkham Asylum,
which was surprisingly like, in spite of the fact that it was based on a license, and licensed games have this huge record of being the most horrible things to come out of development studios, and Arkham Asylum went above and beyond and did make a quality game.
It would have been nice if Arkham Asylum was just a good licensed game, but like, it was one of the best games of last year.
It was, and it was a good game. It's a really good game. It's not. Yeah. It doesn't try to pull any gimmicks. It's like, and I think it also has to do with a lot of licensed games coming out these days are based on movies. And another one that surprised a lot of people was Wolverine, which was it was pretty good. Yeah,
I played the DS. The DS.
From what I heard, like Wolverine, like wasn't really based on the movie. It's like took a few. No. A couple plot details, but it basically made its own story. And I heard kind of mixed things about it, but I heard it was good.
Another good licensed game that I remember is Chronicles of Riddick, Escape from Butcher Bay. I heard that was pretty good.
Well, I heard Butcher Bay was good, but I heard the
Dark Athena.
Dark Athena wasn't all that hot.
It was basically Butcher Bay, but with an extra chapter to it.
Yeah, that's what I heard, too.
I mean, yeah, that's what it was, but I just heard that it wasn't as good. So I guess the big release last year was Modern Warfare 2.
Yeah, that was a pretty big one. Like, from what I've seen of it, I never played it because, first of all, I'm not a huge FPS guy. I will play them from time to time, and if my friends say they're particularly good, I will sit through them and play them. But Modern Warfare, the Call of Duty games in general, have never really held my attention that well. So
I remember Relith was saying that, the game is good and all, but it's just so ridiculous, and he didn't really understand why people loved it so much.
Oh, yeah. I had the opportunity to play it with my nephew. During Christmas time, and I'll tell you what, it is kind of fun. But the thing is, my nephew pretty much owned my ass with nothing but a knife.
Well, that's understandable because getting knifed to death is the most reputable way to die, I think, in a first-person shooter.
Yeah, I mean, he pretty much didn't use the knife anything but the knife all night, and he pretty much dominated me.
Yeah, I'm going to. I found on Joystick the top selling games of 2009, excluding December.
Excluding December.
Okay. So let's go down this list.
This list brought to you by Joystick.
Randy is going to hate this list.
Am I?
What's number 10?
Okay, well, first.
Number 10.
Let's get this over with so I can get the pissing and moaning out of the way.
Hey, the top-selling games of 2009. Number 10, New Super Mario Bros. Wii.
That was a fun one.
1.4 million, which it probably deserves. I haven't played it yet, but it's a good family Mario game.
If you sucked at it, it played itself for you.
That's true.
It did that. So, Randy, you remember our E3 podcast?
Why, yes,
I do. Well, you ranted about Nintendo and...
Oh, I absolutely hate the Wii.
But New Super Mario Brothers, you're alright. You're okay.
It is, because it's actually a game. It's not a tech demo. It doesn't try to do something that, like... that it'll try and fail at. And I think it's because it's Nintendo made that it's not horrible, because Nintendo knows how to work its hardware, so... Anyway, but New Super Mario Brothers is fun.
Too bad me and Dustin can't do multiplayer on that, because I only have one remote.
Wiimote. My aunt got a Wii for Christmas, so I may see if I can borrow her Wiimote for a day or two.
All right. Number 9, Madden NFL 10.
No. No way.
Xbox 360. Yeah, games sell like crazy. You didn't know that?
Do they really?
Pretty much.
Yeah.
I had no idea. That's the craziest thing I've ever heard. Madden games selling amazing.
No, wait. They're solid hits every year. Every person who ever buys Madden buys it the next year.
That's so weird. I don't understand why they do that. Oh, man. It makes their money, so I guess that's why the developer keeps putting it out. The publisher keeps coming back to the developer and says, hey, make another one of these, because it makes us a lot of money.
Okay. Quick side trip here. The people who make Madden, I think it's Tiberium or something like Tiberius.
Electronic Arts.
well, the studio. The studio, they actually made a DS game, which has pretty much been considered the most British game ever made. Henry Hatsworth and the Puzzling Adventure.
Yeah, I heard about that.
Oh my god, this game is so awesome.
you have tea time.
And you turn,
into a giant robot.
And yeah, pretty much.
Wow, that's amazing.
And he speaks, in nothing but.
Yes,
he speaks in nothing but pure, unmitigated British.
That's pretty cool.
Okay, number 8 is a Call of Duty Modern Warfare 2 for the PlayStation 3.
For the PlayStation 3. Do you know why? Because the PlayStation 3 version has free online.
Well, spoiler, the number 1 is Call of Duty Modern Warfare 2 for the Xbox 360.
Oh, okay, well then my argument is invalid entirely.
Exactly.
That has the better online structure and all that stuff.
It does, because Microsoft does the $15 a month that you're paying, or whatever dollars a month you're paying for Xbox Live, goes towards Microsoft servers. So
yeah,
of course,
and it has like it has like a gamer scores, and it has like a better party system, and I think it's better suited for that, and it has all the Halo people on it.
Yeah,
okay, number 7, which I think, did this come out last year? Pokemon Platinum. Oh yeah, it's Platinum version, so it's the
yeah.
It's like the re-release of a Diamond and Pearl.
Yeah.
1.9 million Nintendo DS. I tried to play Diamond. Like, I just got so bored of it.
Of course, and then I ended up playing his copy of Diamond and getting like everything. Dude, I ended up getting like some of the legendaries, and he just sent the game away and just sold the game.
I sold it. I sold it for Dead Rising, which I didn't like.
I know.
So we all won.
Seriously.
No, Dead Rising was good, but I didn't like
actually tried to make a game out of it.
You're going robotic.
Roboto.
There you go.
Well, now you're back to normal.
As a side note, I'm not using my new microphone anymore because the robotic voice is worse on it.
I'm sorry.
It's not your fault. It's a Mac thing. Like, if you don't have the right drivers, then like the USB ports just aren't designed as good as they could be, and it gets feedback. It's not your fault. Number 6, Halo 3 ODST.
Yeah, that doesn't surprise or shock me at all. Just because of Halo's sheer fan base.
2 million copies, so it wasn't like Halo 3 numbers, but
it was still pretty big.
You know people are going to be buying Halo Reach.
Well, yeah, I'm sure more people will get Halo Reach. Like, that's probably what people are waiting for, because Halo ODST was like, you just play as this, like... No, wait, it's all done through flashbacks, but like you play as this... rookie guy, and you kind of relive the events on this planet.
You know, this planet called Earth.
Is that Earth?
Yeah.
Yeah, I think it's on Earth.
I don't know. Halo. It's on Halo. It's on Halo 3.
It doesn't.
Okay.
As we stated
this
earlier,
this one has been like on the top 10, like the top of the list for like 2 years, and it's We Play with Remote.
Oh God.
2.1 million.
It's like, hey everybody, let's go buy a tech demo. That's a great idea.
It comes with a remote. I'm sure 90 people who bought this, like 9% of the people who bought this game bought it for the extra remote. But yeah, the game that comes with it is just a collection of awful mini games.
Yeah, that's
and
true.
only like think, 5 of them.
I think that's why my friend Greg bought his copy, is because it came with a Wiimote.
I mean, if I was gonna buy a Wii Remote, I would probably get that game just so I can play the tank game for 5 minutes.
The tank game was okay. It wasn't great, but it was definitely something to do while ignoring the motions you had to make to play the cow racing game.
Yeah. Number 4, Mario Kart Wii with Wheel.
That game is fun though.
2.2 million even a year after its release.
Aren't there a bunch of people online that are, who play online who are like, if you aren't playing with a bike, you shouldn't be playing online at all.
With a mic?
Really?
A bike.
A bike?
Hey, he plays motorcycles.
Oh, that's right, yeah. I thought you said mic, because I'm like, are you kidding me?
You mean the Wii Speak that's used in Animal Crossing? Yeah, Mario Kart, and I'm not surprised that was on the list, because like, Mario Kart's always a strong franchise for Nintendo. Number three, Wii Sports Resort with Motion Plus.
Oh, of course.
Well, most people probably got that for the Motion Plus.
Yeah, I can kind of see this, because like, the Motion Plus finally makes the Wii Remote do what it's supposed to do.
I'm surprised you haven't gotten that.
Well, I'll get it for Zelda.
He'll get it.
Because like it's rumored that the next Zelda is gonna make use of it. Yeah, but I heard it's just Wii Sports too. You know, like it's a couple of the games stink.
It's developed and published by Nintendo, so of course the new Legend of Zelda game will probably have it. The question is, will the new Metroid game need it?
New Metroid is gonna be a side scroller, so I don't think it's going to.
I was talking about the one that was being developed by Team Ninja.
Yeah, it's not really a Wii game.
I know. I was gonna say, knowing that it's Team Ninja and people who've been working with, you know, games that require controllers and not, you know, flailing your arms about like a moron in front of your television.
Number two is Wii Fit with Balance Board, 3.5 million.
I can see exactly why that sells.
It's like
fat
90
people.
Fat people. It's like $90 or $80. It's pretty expensive.
And moms who want to get back into shape. So.
I heard someone in the background say, like my own.
So, in number one, like we said, is Call of Duty Modern Warfare for the 360.
Running and shooting.
And
so, combined, like, that franchise was over 6 million.
Alright.
6 million copies, and that's not including the PC.
You know, it's hilarious. Another,
it's just here other big games where Guitar Hero and Rock Band still sold well.
Yeah, of course.
Everybody loves to play with their plastic guitars. And drums. Except the drums are actually, you actually have to be good at drumming to use the drums.
Yep, that's true.
So, yep. Those were the best selling games 2009. As you can tell, there's a lot of
joystick.
Well, according to no, these are the most sold. Like these are NPD numbers.
Uh-huh.
So there's a lot of Wii casual games in there.
Yeah.
And that's the state of gaming.
Well, I think it's because I think the reason why the developers for PlayStation 3 and Xbox 360 are pushing so hard these days, it seems, to make a quality game and make a good game come out that has to compete with these games that are just tech demos that make, you know, they get sold thousands of, millions of. It's like, here we spend like three years on this game, improving its graphics and gameplay and everything like that, and then the development cycle for some of these Wii games is, what, 8 months? And it comes out.
It's that, and like, yeah, the budget is like minuscule compared to other games. So, like, yeah, like, the state of gaming is where a exercise game with a balance board is like one of the most popular games in the world. People like to play games where you play as a terrorist. And there was something else I was going to say. Oh, yeah, and where American RPGs are better than Japanese ones.
That's true.
The world has gone upside down.
It certainly has, hasn't it?
Oh, and Flower.
Flower?
I have to mention Flower for the PS3. Speaking of games that look like tech demos.
Yeah, but at least that's only like $5.
Yeah.
Nobi Nobi Boy, where you stretch to make girl longer.
Isn't that like where people are, it's like everyone who's playing the game is actually playing to a goal of some sort, like like Saturn.
Girl goes longer to reach other planets.
And like everyone is actually
and boy must stretch. The only currency in Nobi Nobi Boy is length.
Wow.
It's from the guy who made Katamari Damacy. What do you expect?
Yeah.
Now it all makes sense.
My brain might have melted a little bit there.
We've also gotten some really good XBLA games like Shadow Complex.
Explosion Man.
Explosion Man. And Ninja Turtles Reshelled.
You know, my friend, he was whining and complaining about how much he hates Reshelled.
I was looking forward to that because, like, oh man, I played this game so much when I was a kid. But then, like, I thought about it and saying, that game probably stinks now.
Wait, and isn't the original on Xbox Live Arcade?
Well, Reshelled is Turtles in Time or whatever. It's one where time travel.
Like, my friend, like, hates it so much. He's a devoted Ninja Turtles fan. Like, when we got TMNT Smash Up, we were so mad. It was so terrible. Well, like, but anyway, but he was just complaining about how much they added and all this other stuff. And it's like, you can't expect them to make a direct 3D port and then not add something.
Well, they based it on the arcade game, not the SNES one, so they're probably different.
Yeah, they probably are, and my friend is a bit of an idiot, so... And once he hears this podcast, he's going to want to punch me in the face when he sees me again. Because he knows who he is.
Going off topic a little bit, I want to talk about Mass Effect 2. But I guess we can't really talk about the actual story and stuff. Cause
without spoiling.
What you can say is, it's a great game, and you're in desperate need of watching it.
Watching it?
Playing
you should
it.
Play it. Mass Effect 2 is a very important game. It's like a really good shooter. It has just enough RPG elements where it doesn't get, like, annoying, like the first game. It has a fantastic world. Like, if you thought the world in Mass Effect 1 was good, like, Part 2 is just expands it so much.
They drop the inventory system, like a bad habit.
There's no inventory. Like, I think you do have to play Mass Effect 1 to really appreciate it.
Oh, and they dropped the turd that is the, what was that vehicle?
The Mako.
Mako.
So, I think what everyone talks about Mass Effect 2 is the choices you make affecting, well, how the choices in Mass Effect 1 affected Mass Effect 2. And to be honest, it didn't really change the game that much.
It gave you bonuses.
It gave you great bonuses.
I mean, it gave you a couple extra missions.
Well, like, they'd be like, oh yeah, and remember what happened last time, you know?
Yeah.
In the other game?
Like, Mass Effect 1 spoilers will follow, but, like, if you play Mass Effect 1, then, like, some of the people you meet will show up, and they'll give you a little background, like, what they've been up to, maybe give you a little mini-quest. And if you just play a regular Mass Effect 2 game, they won't appear, but, like, the stuff like the council dying, or who you let die on Vermeer doesn't really affect the story at all.
Yeah.
Like, I mean, even the council dying or not, they kind of work around that where it doesn't really have an effect on what you're doing. And I can see a few things in Mass Effect 2, like some of the choices you make, saying, oh, this is going to make a difference in Mass Effect 3. Like, they know what they're doing this time. And, all the side quests are, most of them are story-driven. Like, you're, crew will give you missions to raise their loyalty. If you don't do that, then things may end up badly when you go on your final mission.
Yep.
So you said one of the characters died in your game, right, Randy?
Yeah.
Just one.
Apparently everyone lived in Joey's.
Yep, no one died. I was a little upset. Not that everyone survived, but there's a few key choices in the game, like a loyalty-based choices that I got out of by using my Paragon or a Renegade dialogue choices.
It just kind of felt like it cheapened it, but then say to him, I was only kidding.
And it makes everything okay again. I was a little upset by that.
They're like, oh, you dishonored my family and I hate you forever. By the way, I bought you cookies. Oh, we're best friends.
Yeah.
Hooray!
Yeah, but like, if you don't play the game smartly about... if you don't play the game, like, smartly in the final missions, and you don't do those loyalty quests and stuff, that half your team may end up dead. I'm just saying.
More than half, from what I heard.
Oh yeah, Commander Shepard can die in that game,
and that's
and
pretty.
He'll be dead forever.
And you'll have to start a new character in Mass Effect 3.
Yeah, so when Mass Effect 3 comes out, it'll be like, no, you have to play through Mass Effect 2 again because you sucked last time.
Yeah. Remember that part where you sucked? Yeah.
Go do that again. But do
try
it right this time.
Try not to let that happen again, okay?
Yeah.
The worst part about Mass Effect 2 was mining for minerals. Was scanning for minerals.
Oh yeah, I remember walking in and seeing you do that. I was like, yeah, that looks like it's going to be fun.
What are you doing? Playing Mass Effect 2. It looks like you're scanning a reticule over a planet very slowly. Yeah.
Yeah, that
it's
looks
like why I need more iridium.
Oh, well, that looks fun.
Yeah. Yeah, Mass Effect 2.
Better than getting unobtainium.
Unobtainium. I should have had that. Just unobtainium. That's kind of what Element Zero is. It's like unobtainium. Yes, Mass Effect 2. It came out at the beginning of the year. I hope people will remember it for a game of the year.
Me too.
Bioshock 2 came out, apparently.
Hold on, let's not get ahead of ourselves. I want to talk about that one, like, you know, intimately, you know.
Well,
like,
I'm done with Mass Effect 2. I'm done with it. So, if you want to talk about Bioshock.
Well, wait, I want to talk about Bayonetta.
Bayonetta. Oh, that's the game I want to play, too.
I played the demo of that, and Joey's watching it, and it was like, wow. I really need to play the full version of this game.
Like on New Year's, me and my friends, we got together and we were like, well, what do we do this New Year's? Because none of us are social. We all hate people. But anyway, so we're in the living room and I download the Bayonetta demo. My friend John was with me and he was watching me play it. And I realized that Bayonetta is not a game you play. It is a game you experience. It is like, it's unlike anything I can even explain.
Don't you throw a church at a, like, don't you throw a church at somebody?
I don't even know. It's like,
you like drop kick a church into a flying angel monster.
I wouldn't doubt it.
And you collect sonic rings.
Halos.
Oh, Sonic the Hedgehog 4.
Project Halo Mouse.
Yeah.
It's
episodic Sonic the Hedgehog. I heard OC Remix is doing a petition to do the music.
Oh, by the way, I found out why it was called Project Needle Mouse.
Because it's a hedgehog?
No. Okay, back. Okay, going way, way back. Back when Sega was trying to figure out what mascot they were going to use, the character designer that did come up with Sonic, the original name he gave that character was Mr. Needle Mouse.
I think they should have stuck with that.
Mr. Needle Mouse?
Yeah.
Team Needle Mouse.
And then Yuji Naka got a hold of it and named it Sonic because he was kind of obsessed with speed.
Of course.
You mean like the drug, or just going really fast?
Going really fast.
Okay.
Oh, just like everybody in the 90s.
Yeah.
Oh wait, we're
blast
talking about
processing.
Blast processing.
We're talking about Bayonetta. Who has a costume made out of hair?
Who has a costume made out of hair? And You know what? I all I can say to listeners right now is, if you haven't at least tried the demo, please, for the love of God, play this game. Try it.
But not on the PS3.
But yeah, I was going to say, not on the PS3. I'm sorry, PS3 users. It's not because we hate you or anything like that. It's because the PS3 version is proven to be much worse. The screen tearing is much worse. It takes a whole, 6 seconds to go into the pause menu.
I wonder how that game's going to compare, gameplay-wise, to God of War 3, which comes out pretty soon.
Speaking of God of War 3 and God of War clones and action games, Dante's Inferno was recently released, and it actually just got mediocre reviews. But if you're, from what I saw and the demo that I played, it looks just like, hey, if you like God of War, check this out. It's not God of War, so if you're not used to it, sorry. But it plays a lot like God of War, so if you're good at God of War, you're probably going to be good at this.
It's God of War with the serial numbers filed off, and
I heard it stay pretty true to the original source material.
No, it didn't.
Yeah, it did. Although they didn't do a reprinting of Dante's Inferno that has the game character on the front, but it's still the old story.
That's all kinds of wrong.
It's the story that inspired the new video game by whoever.
They need to have a disclaimer on it that says, "Warning: does not contain nearly as much blood and awesome as the game does." But it is a good read, so please read it.
That game does seem to have all boobs in it.
It does. It does. It's a really gritty game. But then again, if you think about the time period of which it was written in, there was if someone saw it on art, they'd be like, whatever. Back then they were like that. So I guess it makes some sense to some degree, but there wasn't nearly as many. Oh, goodness. There was a lot of boobs in the game.
If you guys should bleep out.
Do you want to?
I don't know, I might.
Replace it with that.
The honking.
Yeah.
Anyway, I'll stop using the word then, so I don't put any more work on you. But anyway,
although my house does have a infestation of titmouses.
Don't bleep out that part. No,
wait. Bleep that out.
Anyway,
hog mouses.
So anyway, but like I was
blue-footed boobies, stuff like that.
But essentially, it's a pretty good game from what I've seen, / heard, / played. But it's nothing. It's not reinventing the wheel.
Let's see. What was another game that?
Anyway, Army of Two, the 40th day. So apparently, I'm the only person in the room who's played it.
Yep.
From the reviews, if you've ever watched them, and from our listeners who regularly listen to reviews, they will constantly hear the game being compared to, say, an action movie. It's like a good popcorn action movie that you want to sit through to the end because you want to see the heroes prevail because you know they will. So, ultimately, it's a good play. It's fun to play. My friend Josh bought it. We've been playing it. And it's a lot of fun. It has this nifty aggro system, and it's like, hey, could you please shoot at these dudes with your bling bling AK-47? It'll attract aggro better, and it does. So
I know the big complaint about the first game, it was a decent shooter, but the characters were just awful.
Yeah, Salem and Rios. I guess they must have had character overhauls because I never played the first one. Never bothered with it.
Well, the first one was like, hey, bro, let's kill these people, bro. Fist bump, bro.
Yeah, no, they're not like that in this one.
Okay.
They're more like... Rios is more the silent, big silent type. He's, serious about his work and stuff like that. Well, Salem is completely, totally... Well, he's extremely comic relief oriented, that's for sure. But he never gets to the point where he's obnoxious and you want to punch him.
Like that black guy in Rush Hour.
Yeah, like Chris Tucker in Rush Hour. That's a good analogy because
Chris Tucker is not Chris Rock. They're two totally separate people.
Chris Rock is actually funny.
Wait, was it Chris Rock?
No, I'm just saying they're two different people. This game hasn't come out, but what do you guys think of Final Fantasy 13?
It's another Final Fantasy game to me.
It looks like it might be a bit of a turn for the series.
It looks like they took Final Fantasy XII's kind of battle system, but kind of mixed it with Final Fantasy X's.
Yeah.
So it's all turn based again, but it's kind of automated. I don't know. It looks cool though.
Oh, you know what game we forgot to mention that came out recently?
What?
Spirit Tracks. Legend
the
of
one
Zelda.
With the train.
Legend of Zelda Spirit Tracks. Joey had some issues with the Phantom Hourglass and didn't actually finish it. Now, I'll be glad to tell you that those issues are no longer in Spirit
Tracks. But replaced with brand new issues that involve the train.
Actually, no.
I've heard things about the train that are not good.
Train.
I didn't have a problem with the train.
When did you play it? Oh, wait, you have my DS, don't you?
Yes.
Yeah.
Because you know what Joey doesn't do? Play his DS.
Exactly.
I don't.
No, seriously.
I haven't had a game. Well, I meant to play Kingdom Hearts, but I haven't got a chance to yet.
See?
You know why? Because Dustin has it.
Yeah.
Well, I do. You had it. You had it for like months.
Mass Effect.
Oh, yeah, there you go. But seriously, they fixed a lot of problems that were in Phantom Hourglass.
And the major problem was I didn't like that main dungeon, and I heard in Spirit Tracks, like, you still have to go back to it, but you don't have to replay any parts of it.
Yeah.
So,
it's,
that was my main problem. I didn't like that part.
It's all good. Seriously. It's a lot. And for the first... And I'll tell you what, there are some laugh out loud moments in this game. Like,
wait. Laugh out loud?
Yeah. I mean, you will... That are just seriously just...
I want to play Mario & Luigi's 3. Bowser's Inside Story.
That's another funny game.
Yeah. Nintendo has really good translations for their...
Mario RPGs.
For their RPG games.
You need to play Super Paper Mario.
Yeah.
I heard that was pretty good.
Snarf. Have we mentioned? Oh, yeah.
So what? A DLC for Resident Evil 5 came out this week.
Really, the gold one?
Where it's basically just Resident Evil 1. Like, boy, it's Chris and Jill, and like you're in a mansion. Randy, they're gonna have DLC where in mercenary modes you can play as Barry and Rebecca.
Yeah. I know.
Rebecca's like, I'm Rebecca, and she
let's do it, guys, and she sprays them with mace.
and Barry kicks people. He kicks zombies with his.
He pistol whips one of the things. I forget what they're called because I can't remember African or whatever name it is. But anyway, the bad guys. He pistol whips him in the back of the head. His head explodes. So I guess that's one of those little things.
I hope this isn't Chris's blood
on the butt of his gun.
What was that line Rebecca has? It's like, it's a bomb.
Oh God. She's horrible.
Remember that night we just listened to Resident Evil 1 sound clips all night?
Yeah, good times.
That was the inspiration for the Resident Evil collaboration that's like gonna be delayed till 2013.
I'm so sorry about it. I feel so bad.
Don't you mean 2012?
I've been in contact with the animators, and Randy, you're off the hook. You don't have to worry about it.
Okay.
I think I found someone to replace you. Yeah, that thing's still being made, but it hasn't been a priority for me in a very long time, so...
Well, that's because yours is, like, done!
Half the movie has been done for like 9 months. But like,
why don't you release it as like Resident Evil Collaboration Part 1?
Because it's not complete enough. Like there's not enough content.
There's not nearly enough content, but there will be.
Yeah. I kind of forget like all the stuff we talked about. Hopefully it's still good.
We made a lot of really funny stuff
I hate action sequences.
Wait, are you still you're still making Flash movies?
Yeah, are you?
Oh.
Yeah, as I mentioned on every show, it's just not a big focus for me anymore. I've been working with Siphon and Mark on stuff.
Is that how you pronounce that? Siphon?
Siphon.
Siphon.
Even I know that.
We've been working on Legends of the Black and getting ideas for future Flash movies, and hopefully eventually we can build up a team of people to help
maybe
us make
a team? If I can be more task-oriented.
If you could actually complete something, then I might consider it.
Hey,
all right, I will.
Maybe you could do that long-planned Matrix collaboration.
Well, that died like a year and a half ago.
I know. I'm just messing with you.
Need to find out a way to make that Avengers movie.
Yes, I do. I'll work on that. That's something I need to do. Because that was a funny script, and it needs to be made into fruition.
Avengers Assemble!
It's Avengers, some assembly required. See, I like the name. It's funny.
And I play Nick Fury.
I thought it up in the shower.
Don't ask.
Lovely. Now I have the image of Randy in the shower.
Yep, that's what I plan on doing. So I had this idea when I was sitting on the toilet. That's
what called Avengers Take a Crap. Spider-Man. Okay, when we're talking about movies,
we're talking about games.
Video games.
Oh.
We were talking about Resident Evil, then we talked about the Resident Evil collaboration, then we talked about collaborations, then we talked about Flash projects in general, and then I talked about the Avengers, and that's what happened.
And you talked about your fantasies in the shower.
No, I didn't have any fantasies in the shower. I just said I was inspired by the shower. The pitter-patter of the water on my skin inspired me.
And I wish to apologize on behalf of the Legendary Broadcast for anyone who is suddenly feeling quite nauseous.
Anyway, okay, well, that aside, let's think about another game real quick.
Bioshock 2, want to talk about that?
Bioshock 2, we'll get to that after I talk about Alien vs. Predator.
Oh, yeah.
Alien vs.
Now, is that a brand new game or is that a remake of the first one?
It's a brand new game.
It's a brand new one. It's a brand new one.
Looks like it's going to be halfway decent.
It's already out, and it's good.
Oh, really?
I played the online demo, and I realized that I am crazy good as... Okay, like, I can play a Marine. I'm great with a Marine, actually. I found out that I'm really good with them. Because the Marine, you have to be paranoid. You have to be absolutely paranoid. It's like, is that Shadow?
Because an alien... Yeah, because an alien could be on the ceiling, or the Predator could be invisible. Right behind you.
Well, if he's right behind you, you're already dead. Because you have an instant kill execution with the alien and the predator. And the humans, they just have superior firepower. That's all they have. And they have superior tracking, which is a motion tracker. That's what you hear.
You're dead.
And it makes you paranoid. So, like, you're looking all around and you're, you know... Like, my friend, when he was watching me play, he's like, Randy, I see your problem when you're playing this Marine. You gotta look up. You gotta keep looking up. And I, you know, after looking up, I realized there are many things on the ceiling. Many things that will want to eat my face. So, after I started doing the look up policy, I became much better at the game. And then with the alien, it just comes naturally, you know, you just kind of... You slink around on the ceiling and you sneak up behind dudes and you impale them with your tail and then you do things that, well, I could only describe as deeply pornographic with your tail to some Marines. It's just like, it's crazy. And then I play the Predator. And then I find out that I'm the world's worst Predator. I'm terrible with them. It's like, oh, I'm so sneaky, I'm going to sneak up on this marine and gut him like a fish. He turns around, shotguns me in the face, and I die. I wonder why.
You're like sneaking up behind him, and you step on a twig.
It's exactly what happens. But anyway,
Little bit off subject, but I really hope that the new Predator and Alien movie, I guess mostly the Predator movie, because that's going to be out in a few months, I hope that's good. I hope it doesn't suck.
Yeah, me too.
Because I am tired of that of that series not being that great. Okay.
Anyway, but continue. Yeah, so what I was saying is, like a lot of reviews that people will read and stuff like that about it, like Dante's Inferno, it doesn't reinvent the wheel, but it definitely is a good gameplay experience by itself, and the multiplayer is definitely something to get into.
So that's made by the, like, at least in name, it's made by the original team who made the...
The very first Alien vs.
Predator. Yeah, who made the first PC game.
That was on the Atari Jaguar, actually.
Okay.
Haha, see, I knew that, you didn't.
I was thinking about the PC game.
The PC game, actually... That was taken on by another development studio.
That was Monolith that did the
PC
games.
Oh, so this isn't that team. It's okay.
It's the original Bad Boys. But they took a lot of ideas from the Monolith team's innovations of the series. So if you've played Alien vs. Predator on the PC and you know how to play it, like half of my alien instincts, I should say, with air quotes, came from my gameplay style on the PC version, which was literally the same thing. You slink around on the ceilings, you sneak up behind the Colonial Marines, and you take their heads off, you know? But anyway, it's a good play. It's a lot of fun. It's really good to just play online or in the single players, from what I've seen, 50-50. So. Anyway, now we'll move on to the one that we've been wanting to talk about, but I've been postponing it for other games that I deem more important, but not nearly as important as, well, it really is.
Bioshock 2.
Okay, well, you can talk about that. I just want to say that I have a friend who is a big fan of the first game, and she was saying that, like, about an hour into it, she got really disappointed and said, it's just a chore, and it's not innovative, and I'm not sure why they made it. And she hasn't played it since.
What friend is this?
You don't know her.
Oh, okay. Well, then
I know her.
So I was going to say, if it's Jess or Alex, I was going to say their opinion doesn't matter anyway. And if it was Stevie, then I'd be deeply disappointed.
So I like the first Bioshock. I didn't necessarily like playing it all the time. Like, I love the atmosphere, but by the end of the game, I was getting kind of tired of it.
Yeah, because people are jerking you around.
Yeah. Well, I mean, I'm not a big shooter guy, and apparently that game doesn't do shooting all that well, but I heard in the sequel they do a better job with that.
They've made it much more action-oriented.
Yeah. Just the fact that you can use your gun and a plasmid at the same time probably helps a lot.
It really does, because, like, I was watching my friend Greg, and he was playing it. What he would do is he'd use the wind trap plasmid, and he'd flick it underneath them, and they'd get catapulted in the air, and then he'd use, like, a spear gun or his rivet gun and shoot them out of the air. It was the most hilarious stuff you'd ever seen.
It just seems to me that Bioshock didn't need a sequel.
I guess you'd say that.
Yeah, but it's like...
Personally, I didn't feel it needed it, but it's definitely nice.
Because I heard there's some story continuity issues, and since the first game felt so final in the way it ended, that the way you come back there just seems a little bit forced.
Well, it's not so much that it's Jack. You're not playing as Jack.
Yeah, you're playing as that Big Daddy.
You're playing as Subject Delta.
Yeah.
What about, I heard the multiplayer is pretty awesome.
Yeah, I've not played the multiplayer yet. None of my friends have either. So, I haven't really gotten a good look at how the multiplayer plays out.
Did you play Drake's Fortune? Oh, not Drake's Fortune, Honor Among Thieves?
Honor Among Thieves? No, I've not played Honor Among Thieves yet. But I've
Uncharted
been watching...
2, Honor Among Thieves, yeah.
I've been watching my friend play the first Uncharted. It looks interesting. I might get into it later. And he's finished beating it, of course.
That was like one of the Game of the Years for PlayStation 3. I wish I had.
I want... So you can play some Metal Gear Solid 4.
I don't really care about that. I want to play God of War and watch the plays.
You don't want to see how the story ends for Metal Gear Solid?
I already know how it ends.
Snake dies, duh.
Yeah.
Sure,
who cares?
I know you go back to Metal Gear Solid 1 at one point. Yeah, there are other games. What games are you looking forward to this year?
Games that I'm looking forward to? God of War 3. Because I personally am a huge fan of the God of War games. I like them a lot. They're a lot of fun.
Yeah, I really wish I could play that.
Don't you? Don't you?
Because I beat God of War 2
over the summer last year for the first time. And it ends on this awesome cliffhanger.
Yeah.
No.
And you know what's funny is that God of War 1 ends on such closure. It gives you this huge sense of closure, and then they make a God of War 2. And you're like, oh, okay, well, I guess I can't complain too much. You know?
I know, well, Final Fantasy 13 comes out in, like, 2 weeks.
Doesn't it?
Yeah, so I'm looking forward to that.
You better be, because that looks pretty good. Like, I wouldn't play it, personally. I'd watch it, because I can't pay attention to those kinds of games, playing them. But I can spectate them, which is great.
So, Kingdom Hearts, Birth by Sleep.
Yep, can't play it. Can't pay attention to it.
Mortal Kombat 9?
What?
This is a new Mortal Kombat. A new Mortal Kombat game.
That's what I thought. I heard about it, but
Didn't the original Mortal Kombat team lose didn't Midway close?
No. Ed Boon, I heard that Ed Boon was working on something else with his team. And I knew that it was more Mortal Kombat-esque. But I wasn't 100% certain. And since Joey just told me, I think it might be Mortal Kombat 9. Probably is a Mortal Kombat 9. And I'll be very happy.
Duke Nukem Trilogy?
No way.
That's what it says on Wikipedia.
Apparently, who knows
if that's actually a real thing anymore?
Apparently, 2K Games is trying to make 3D Realms keep the source code for Duke Nukem Forever. So,
Dragon Age Origins, the expansion pack is coming out soon.
1 year after its original release, huh? That's okay. Dragon Age was freaking amazing.
It says release date March 16th, 2010.
I was talking about the original one.
That was released in November.
I know, it said it's under a year.
Oh, under a year. Yeah, that's a little bit weird. They released...
It's like they had it planned or something.
They probably did.
Yeah. Well, I mean, yeah, they obviously had it planned. It's going to be a $40 expansion pack.
Those crafty bastards.
BioWare's all about the money now, apparently.
Well, BioWare's handling DLC pretty well, because Mass Effect 2 has that free DLC, but only if you buy a new copy of the game. Well, otherwise, you have to pay $15 for it.
Yeah, and slowly but surely, the used game stores of the world are going the way of the dodo, which is sad. Cool.
Golden Sun DS.
Woo!
Final Fantasy 14 is apparently next year.
Oh my gosh. You know what? It's like Final Fantasy 13 was being announced and announced and announced for what? Since 2007, 8? And they still talk about it and still talk about it and still talk about it. And then they're like, oh yeah, by the way, Final Fantasy 14 is coming out. Oh, and it's coming out next year even. And it's
that's an online game.
Well, I know, but it's still like, what the hell is Square?
I feel sorry for people playing Final Fantasy XI.
Yeah.
I felt bad for them for a long time.
Now I feel worse.
Although, apparently, Final Fantasy XI, it keeps its fans happy, so that's good. Fable 3, next year.
Oh, three, Champions two. Online.
Well, that's already out, but yeah. Fallout Vegas.
Randy, didn't you play Champions Online?
Yes, I did.
Are you still playing it?
No, not right now, because I was just playing the trial. But, I liked it a lot. It's definitely something I'll pick up once my income's a little better than it is. So, but yeah, I'll be picking.
The Last Guardian is next year, too. Eco 3. That's another reason I want a PlayStation 3. I want to play The Last Guardian.
Because I finally got Joey to play Shadow of the Colossus, and he...
No, not IGN. 1UP, 1UP's podcast got me to play Shadow of the Colossus.
Not you, Dustin. Don't take credit.
You didn't have anything to do with it, yeah.
Well, I played it first.
Oh, that's good.
I told you it was good, you didn't believe me.
I believed you, but you kind of try to force these things onto me, so when you do, I'm like, yeah. Let's see here. Ooh, Dead or Alive Paradise.
On the PSP, I'm gonna get it!
It's Dead or Alive, a volleyball without the volleyball.
Which is pretty much the... Which pretty much... Yeah, that pretty much covers it.
Well, as long as I can play blackjack, I'm a happy guy. I like blackjack.
And as long as that...
It's the only game I can ever win.
And, of course, there'll be... non-realistic boob physics.
Of course there is. That's what makes that series so wonderful.
Guild Wars 2. Halo Reach.
I've heard Dead or Alive being described as a masturbatory aid.
Oh. Really?
Yeah.
Now I can't play it anymore. Thanks, Dustin.
You're gonna play it anyways.
Prince of Persia, The Forgotten Sands, which is a new game in the original Sands of Time trilogy.
Well, thank God.
Or quadrilogy, I guess. It takes place after Sands of Time, but before Warrior Within. So apparently that new Prince of Persia game we made last year. Doesn't matter, they're just going back to the old stuff.
Alright.
Alright, well, I think
we got my point across.
Castlevania, Lord of Shadows.
That looks like it's going to be pretty awesome. It's a Castlevania game made by Hideo Kojima.
I heard that he doesn't really have a lot to do with it.
Oh. Well,
but whatever. He's too busy making Metal Gear Solid, whatever that one is.
Peace Walker?
No, the other one.
Metal Gear Rising.
Rising with Lightning Bolt action.
Seriously?
Yeah. I'm serious.
I'm totally serial here.
Alright, video games.
Alright, so we've essentially made our point. We're at the hour and 6 minute mark here. So, do we have any final thoughts?
Looks like a good year for video games.
We reviewed some games, we talked about some games, we even made fun of some games.
I think I really need to activate my Gamefly trial and play Batman and Bayonetta.
And you'll probably end up buying a year of Gamefly.
Well, maybe. We'll see. I heard Gamefly's might be in trouble. Whatever.
Really?
I don't know. I just saw a news thing saying they had to put out a loan or something.
I know Bugbuster's in trouble because...
Don't talk. It's so sad.
I know one of the Blockbusters in town closed.
You mean the one by the college?
Yeah.
You'd think that was a place that it wouldn't ever close down by.
Yeah.
I wonder how the one down here is, because I drive by it and like it's still open. Yeah, like why would you go to a place to rent movies now when you can go to the grocery store and get it for a dollar, or you could
Actually, you can do that with
Blockbuster. Get it via Netflix.
Actually, you can do that. Apparently, Blockbuster has little boxes and grocery stores now.
They do.
I saw it in
Publix. I mean, I think that's how they're going to like be in a within like 5 years. It's going to be boxes like that. If that, I don't know. I mean, the fact that I can watch a movie on my Xbox 360 via Netflix I mean, that's the way things are going to go.
Yeah. The renting video games is going to be pretty much the thing of the past. You know?
Yeah, I remember when I rented video games from Blockbuster.
How long ago was that?
What was the last game I rented from Blockbuster? It might have been like...
I think it was Sonic.
It was like...
Black Knight.
Oh yeah, that was it. That was awful.
No, not Sonic. Sonic and the Seven Rings or whatever.
Secret Rings.
Secret Rings.
Yeah, and I remember renting that Matrix game because I wanted to see the ending with the gigantic Agent Smith.
Yeah, that's something. That's the whole reason you spend like what, $7 to rent a game, see a giant Agent Smith. That's something that the world needs to see is more Agent Smith.
Hey. It was like Agent Smith made out of broken buildings and trucks.
That's cool. Okay.
And he throws piles of Agent Smiths at you.
Seriously?
Yes.
Yeah. He just throws Agent Smiths at you. Okay.
That might be cool. I might just find that game in a bargain bin and try it out.
Or just YouTube it. That's why YouTube exists, so you can see endings of bad games.
Let's play, my friend. Let's play as your friend.
All right, I'll try that.
Joey.
What? Huh?
Seriously.
Seriously?
You or I should do a let's play of some sort.
I'm going to do a let's play of Mass Effect 2 and spoil it for you.
I'm being serious here.
I don't think I have the patience to play through an entire game and talk about it. How would I record that anyway? I couldn't record it.
There's ways of doing it. You're on a Mac.
I'm on a Macintosh.
There are no... Emulation sucks for the Mac.
Yes, the Macintosh is
I can get Windows on my Mac and then emulate it.
Get Windows 7. Apparently it doesn't suck.
It doesn't. What I'm running right now.
At least that's what Family Guy tells me. Okay, let's end this. You can contact us at josephelfrog@gmail.com and you can follow us on Twitter at joseph_elfrog for myself. And Dustin, what's your Twitter?
At duswats. That's one word. DUSWATTS.
Randy, what's yours?
Invictus Inferno.
Alright, and
Morgan Freeman film.
Yes, of the Morgan Freeman film.
Yeah, that's where you got your name from.
Totally where I got mine. You guys are jerks. Hate you guys.
And please give us some feedback. Like, even though I've looked at the numbers, like we have a good amount of some subscribers.
Do we really?
Yeah, I forget the numbers, but like each episode gets downloaded a few thousand times.
Seriously?
I think so. I have to double check it.
Huh. My ego just went up from that. You know that, right?
Yeah. But it would be great if you guys send us some feedback. It gives us a reason
to do it. And next week, I think next time,
me and Zyphon, aka Casey, are going to give our thoughts on World of Warcraft, Wrath of the Lich King, like since the expansion pretty much came to an end with the release of the newest patch. We're going to give our thoughts about the way we think the game is going and what we think about what they did with the Lich King content. It might just be me and him. Might have another guest
on
there.
And y'all be talking about maybe the Cataclysm.
Cataclysm. Okay. Well, we kind of talked about that during the BlizzCon podcast. Yeah. But I guess Dustin wants to play Mass Effect 2 this weekend.
Yes, I do.
I guess he'll... Okay, he spent the night over at my place a couple weeks ago, and like he didn't play Mass Effect 1 in like literally almost 2 years, and he was about halfway through the game. So he came over, started playing Mass Effect. I went to bed around like 12:30. I wake up at 9 o'clock, and he's still playing it. He spent all night playing Mass Effect 1.
When I really get into a game, nothing stops me.
Apparently. Would you agree that the best part about Mass Effect 2, 1 is the last two missions?
Hell yeah.
Or like the Vermeier, and then on to Ilos, and then the Citadel are like the best parts of that game.
Oh yeah, oh yeah.
What about Space Boob?
There's no boobs in Mass Effect.
There's some ass, but...
Mass Effect 2, spoilers, you don't see any boobs, I don't think.
I wasn't talking about Mass Effect 2.
You see some people dancing, though.
We should just name this podcast saying we say boobs and a lot.
That should be the name of it. That's an appropriate name, Joey.
I'm going to have to go through and find out every time we say
just so you can go...
Yeah, need to find a funny sound effect.
You know what I should say just to see what you do?
Oh, what, huh? What are you going to do?
Nah, I'm not going to do it.
Yeah, don't do that. We need our clean tag on iTunes, what?
As if somebody randomly dropped an F-bomb, and we didn't censor that, but we definitely censored the word I promised I wouldn't say for the rest of the podcast.
I haven't censored anything on this podcast, even if we do let a F-bomb or the S-word slip. Although on the interview with Kerberfer, I had to put the explicit tag.
Yeah, that's because that guy cusses a lot.
Are we still talking?
Yes, we are.
Okay.
Speaking of Kerberfer... Yeah.
Yeah, what about him? Oh, yeah, he was on Pokemon, you know that?
Yeah.
Yeah?
He was on... Cool. Yeah. We know someone who was on Pokemon. That's awesome!
And they misspelled his name in the credits.
Kerberfer?
Yeah, he was in an episode of Pokemon recently.
No way!
Yeah, he was a secondary character, but I mean, he was a... I think he had Moo Moo cow milk ice cream.
Oh my lord.
Yeah.
It's
kind of funny, it's like he probably mocks Pokemon like so much, and then he had to, in all seriousness, talk about Pokemon as an acting job. It's like, oh, I think this Pikachu is lonely and he needs some Poke food.
The great grand irony of it all.
Yeah.
The first of us, the collaboration that gave us Pokemon Snap Triple X.
That's probably how he got the job.
Rich?
What? No. Rich.
Richie.
Richie Zerbies?
Yeah.
The guy is supposed to animate something for me, but I haven't talked to him in months and months.
Yo, I haven't seen him online either, and that was a... I liked his art style for that. Wait, we're talking still!
Why? We won't shut up, will we? Apparently, this is what happens when we don't do podcasts every week. We build up and up and up, and we run over when we find...
Yeah, we just haven't talked to each other in a while.
I know.
We need to do this more. We need to do the podcast more often.
Yeah, we do. That's what I tried to do, but it didn't work out.
Alright, so count me.
Did I tell you how I broke a window?
He broke into his house.
A couple days ago...
Let Dustin tell the story of what I did.
I'm giving some of the background. It literally, the sky ripped open and it snowed, like...
Oh, yeah, make matters worse. I was locked out of my house and it was snowing.
Yeah.
So I was like, oh, cold.
I
bet I could make a nice comic out of it if I made comics.
You should probably do that, Joey.
Yes.
I thought about it, but I've been busy. I've been doing commissions.
Oh, you've been doing things that give you money.
Yeah, I'm selling out. I'm doing it for the money now.
No, you're doing it to pay for your window, your car battery. What else happened this month?
My monthly medical bills.
Oh, yeah, those.
Yeah. Okay, we're going to end this right now. Thanks for listening, guys.
Later,
seriously,
guys.
Bye. We'll do this more often. Seriously, we'll cry. Bye, guys.
Bye.
Bye.
I was making a World of Warcraft 3 map for a scenario, and I'm actually apparently really good at it. So.
Should have mentioned that StarCraft 2 beta started today.
Oh yeah. Hey. All right. Maybe we'll. Hey, extra bit, guys. StarCraft 2 beta starts today. Have fun with that if you can.
I'm not recording anymore.
Well, Dustin was the one who was saying it. Oh, let me stop recording too. Well, I was drawing the whole time we were talking.
Well, actually, I'm still recording, so I actually got that. So if you want to add that in at the end there.
Okay, I'm going to go make a personal pizza and watch an episode of Star Trek.
You do that.
Here's the thing. I gave him all of Star Trek Deep Space Nine and all of Star Trek Voyager.
Wow, he's got some stuff to do tonight then.
Yeah.
I'm thinking about getting all of Next Generation.
Spending some personal time with 7 and 9. Alright.
Actually, you're probably still on the guest episodes.
Yeah, I'm still in season 2. Yeah, so, like, I kind of forgot about Kes because, like, she was only on the show for a couple seasons.
3. So, yeah.
Yeah, so when does Voyager start to suck? Because so far it's still pretty good.
Probably about season 4.
Yeah. I'll still watch it. I'll watch every single episode.
That's what he does.
And then write a review for every single one.